Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Look here, you rich people. Weep and groan with anguish because of all the terrible troubles ahead of you. Your wealth is rotting away, and your fine clothes are moth-eaten rags. You can almost see the steam pouring out of James's ears, can't you? He was furious at the way in which the rich people were abusing their position. His very specific gripe with them was that they had failed to pay their workmen for mowing their fields. For James, this wasn't just a little economic problem. This was an evil that had reached the ears of God himself, and the rich people were heading for certain judgment. Let's be clear that the Bible isn't against rich people. However, God certainly is against anyone who abuses others. The Bible on many occasions reveals times when rich people have abused their position and exploited others. This was a major theme in the prophecy of Amos. He had particularly severe words for the women of Bashan in Amos chapter 4 and verse 1. You women, he says, who oppress the poor and crush the needy, and who are always calling to your husbands, bring us another drink. These rich women lived in their charmed and privileged world, totally cut off from the suffering of the poor people on whose hard work their wealth depended. God tells the rich that is not willing to listen to their worship. They need to change their actions and start acting justly. Wealth in itself is a thoroughly good thing because it's part of God's creation. Our responsibility is to be good stewards of whatever God has put in our hands. In world terms, there's a great deal of wealth in this country. Contrast that with the fact that more than a third of the world's population live on less than £2 a day and have no access to clean water. Whatever God has given us, we need to use it wisely and ensure that the most vulnerable are protected and cared for. James wants us to know that we all have a role to play in sharing God's good gifts. So let me ask you a question. What do you own? And how could you use it more effectively to help vulnerable people? And now let me pray with you. Thank you, Lord, for all of our possessions. We recognize that they've come from your hands, and we ask that your Holy Spirit will help us to use them in a way that will glorify your name. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.